In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Last week, the Gospels helped us see how religion and politics are not the same, and that if you confuse the two, this quite literally is a problem from hell. Because when we make an idol of our political affiliation, we suffer from all the consequences of bad religion, idolatry, holy wars, and shaming and exiling those not on our side. This was not Jesus' way, with his every word and every deed underlined by his very blood. He insisted on the difference between empire and his kingdom. My kingdom is not of this earth, Jesus says directly. My peace I give to you, but I do not give to you as the world gives to you. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Therefore, we're right to say that separating our commingled faith, in my opinion, in this country, commingled with politics, is probably the most important thing we can do, especially in a politically divided times. But today I want to look at our next most important work, which follows directly from this, sort of a continuation of last week. Because after we surgically separate our fused faith and politics, the question remains, how are these two things related? What place does politics actually have in a life of faith? Yes, Jesus' kingdom is not of this earth, but at the same time, God made all of this for us. And at the same time, Jesus has left us in charge, apparently, until his return. And several times on Sundays in the Heitmer, in the Our Father, and hopefully every day, if you say this prayer, Jesus taught us what? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This world and that world are different, but Jesus has pulled them near. And the church is the meeting place for this divine collision. God has like carved out a sacred space in the world with the church. And he calls this to be like a small working model of a new creation, an effective sign to all the world of what God promises to do. So people who see this church might come and say, oh, that's what human community is supposed to look like. That's how it's done. And so today I want to talk about how it is to be done. And for simplicity's sake, you could say that there's two ways that we as members of Christ's body, this church, are supposed to interact with politics. The first is prophetically, and the second is pastorally. And our prophetic role, to summarize, is how we're to call politics to account when it dehumanizes people and society. That's our first role. The second role is even more important, our pastoral role. We're supposed to demonstrate amongst ourselves and to strangers and even enemies what the love of Christ is, which is so different from the world's. Let's start with the prophetic world and role. That's the easier one. The entire Old Testament is what? Prophecy and prophetic. Full of people, holy people, who confronted the powers that be, the kings and the leaders of the time, and the religious leaders too, who strayed from God's word. That's the job of the church, that's the job of Christians. We should be speaking out about blatant wrongs. For example, of the role of money in American politics, of liberals beholden to pharmaceutical companies and conservatives beholden to oil companies, of Biden pardoning his son and Trump for pardoning insurrectionists. We should have as few abortions as possible in this country, and we should have as few guns as possible in this country. And whether you agree with it or not, by the way, the Episcopal bishop was doing her job in challenging Donald Trump on immigration, just as Catholic bishops were doing their job in challenging Biden on abortion. The Christian faith is very challenging, and it's uncomfortable to be challenged. We forget, though, that this prophetic stance, it runs deep in our tradition. We revere Gregory the Illuminator as a hero, as we should, but we rarely dwell on the fact that most all of his sons and his grandsons were killed by Armenian royalty because of their prophetic stance against their power. We have John the Chainbearer, Hovhannes Schuchtayagir. He was a monk who walked around in Jerusalem with heavy chains around his shoulders to illustrate how corrupt Armenian leadership was in the Armenian Patriarchate, bringing the whole place and people in debt. That's prophecy. And we have this prophetic role to speak out against immorality and hold everyone to a higher standard in public life. But even more important than our prophetic role as Christians engaged in politics is our pastoral one. Being prophetic is hard work, but being pastoral is harder still. That's because being prophetic has a negative kind of flavor to it. Don't do this. This is wrong. You've lost the way. Turn around. Whereas being pastoral is less about what not to do and about modeling for ourselves what you actually should do. Let's take an example. Immigration is a difficult problem in this country and around the entire world. Democrats and Republicans have equally messed it up and have equally partial solutions. And there's no shortage of prophets speaking out about what went wrong. There is, however, a shortage of Christians modeling the right way. And so we should do that, starting here with our small people and this small church. Our church, for example, has no business making ourselves great again, but instead to make others great. At St. Hagop, we do a pretty good job in helping our compatriots in Armenia who are in need of assistance. And we have a big project for a young girl in need with the Shriners Hospital that you will hear more about coming up. But we can also do more to help make Armenia the country it wishes to be so that fewer people will be forced to emigrate from there. And when people do emigrate to our community and our country, let's remember that we ourselves were immigrants, perhaps, and definitely our parents or our grandparents were. And let's remember that that transition is always hard, and we can do whatever we can to help and be open to those different talent and perspectives that our newcomers bring. So, in a short sermon, this is scratching the surface, and there's just a few couple examples of what our church and we as members can engage in political lives in ways that are prophetic and pastoral, but use your imagination. And in your lives, think of how God might call you to interact in politics and be prophetic, and most importantly, pastoral. Because even though God runs things vastly different and always will than the world and us, with the coming of Christ, these two different worlds are now connected, and church is supposed to be the meeting place of that connection. And yes, God's left the world in human hands, but he's given us special grace and special wisdom and power for those who believe in this church. Because if we do our part as Christians, the world will see that the church has brought a piece of heaven down to earth, and whatever is touched by our resurrected Lord will be raised up and transformed. Prophets and pastors, people and even politics, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.